So you must understand clearly why you take all these precepts. This book has a lot of good advice. Master Shen Yan has developed and come out with it. But he didn't explain how does all these precepts come about. It is from right view with regards to the Nietzsche's law of karma, and it comes from the advice of all Buddhas, which we have gone through. The Buddha's first advice is to avoid all evil. We are keeping our precept. Also, who are the ones who will violate the precept? If you check all the precepts, those who violate these precepts are evil people. They have the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. That's why to avoid all evil, you must keep the minimum basic five precepts. For violating them can give rise to very severe coming offense. That's why you must not allow your former mind, whenever it arises, to violate this precept. It must not kill or cause harm to fellow living beings. It must not steal, cheat, or deceive, or take things that do not belong to them. It must not have wrong speech. They must not tell lies. They must not backbite. And they must not give rise to harsh or angry and deluded speech. They must not speak frivolously. So these are the four types of wrong speech. Do inquire who kill and who harm. Those who harm and kill are selfish, deluded, and violent people who are evil. Violent means having emotional negativity like anger, hatred, envy, and jealousy. That's why they are capable of killing and causing harm to fellow living beings. They can also bring about war. And all these are due to delusion. Then you can go on to check the other precepts. They are the same. Who steal? They are greedy people, selfish people, and deluded people. Those who commit sexual misconduct, they are lustful people. Lustfulness is part of greed and hatred or delusion. They are even willing to sacrifice their family unit's happiness or harmony, peace and love, just for some short moments of cheap thrill or fun due to their lust. When you don't have this understanding, you become deluded and make a lot of mistakes. Then the law of karma is you reap what you sow. Hence, in the future, you will become the victim. Now you do this to people. In future, you become the victim. When people do that to you, you complain. You say, how can my spouse or my husband do this to me? But in the past, when you did it, you did that to others. You never asked the same question of, how can I do this to fellow living beings? That's why as a bodhisattva, you can never do this because you come from the living beings. You keep your precepts. You keep your vows. You hold on to them with understanding. So likewise for the other precepts, they are the same. When you partake in intoxicant, you make your consciousness very low. Then you will fall. That's why it will arise, the condition for you to break all the other four precepts. This can be very dangerous. Through delusion, this can happen. That's why delusion will lead to greed, hatred, and delusion, covering anger, envy, jealousy, selfishness, etc. Then I will read on. Each participant on the fence. Each participant, after understanding what keeping this precept involves, is free to decide for himself or herself whether or not to take them. In this situation, many participants in the past did decide to take the precept, meaning the bodhisattva precepts, and were able to happily commit themselves to the bodhisattva way. Transmitting the precept in this way via allowing aspirant to take them in good conscience and with proper understanding can help aspirant plant the seeds of Bodhi for Buddhahood with no feeling of compulsion or guilt in their mind. The virtue in vowing to observe the Bodhisattva precept enables us to practice or cultivate the Buddha Dhamma diligently, leading to purification of mind. The code of behavior may also help us interact with others in a more peaceful and harmonious way. If we can purify the action of our body, speech, and mind through cultivating the three sets of pure precept, the five precepts and the 10 meritorious action, then with wisdom, such cultivation or practice has given us, we can banish or eradicate craving, covetousness, anger, and all other afflictive emotions. With a Bodhisattva's mind of compassion, we can accept and cherish all sentient beings. And by purifying our own conduct, we can help to transform society at large. Even in the midst of life, every sentient being can attain the altruistic mind, Bodhi mind, and also help others arouse this awakened mind of wisdom.